Good morning, everyone. Today is the 25th of January, 2018. And time marches on. You know, one of the things that Billy Graham says, and I disagree with Billy Graham on almost everything as far as doctrine, but he did say one thing one time that I do agree with. He said, they asked him what was the most shocking thing about life, and he said the most shocking thing was the brevity of life, how quickly time passes by, and I do agree with that. You know, seems like just yesterday I was sitting in a classroom and putting on the top of my paper 1966, you know, and here it is 2018, and eternity is going to be a long time to commune with our Lord, who gave us and saved us by His own blood. And that's going to be a wonderful time of fellowship. You know, we all need fellowship. We're going to have eternal fellowship with Him. And I'm looking forward to that time. I'm looking forward to that time. There are many things that we have been blessed with while we live here on this earth. Friends and family, food and shelter, joy and gladness and conveniences daily. These things give us mirth. But think about the eternal blessings we will receive in glory, when we will then live out the rest of the story that Christ has provided for all of us. Then we'll have such joy and happiness that never will end. So when we get discouraged while living down here, look forward to the eternal blessings that all God's people will share. You know, the aspect of predestination and the adoption has always been a thrilling subject for me. Predestinated unto adoption. Wow. What a marvelous act on the part of God Almighty. It was an eternal pact between the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son, adopting me in their family before I was even born. And that adoption was an eternal adoption. It would be forever His Son. That's why we can call out Abba Father to Him, because of our being predestinated into adoption, unto adoption. Well, the scripture this morning that I'd like to read is found in Hebrews again. I've been spending a lot of time in Hebrews. But it's a wonderful, wonderful book. It's a wonderful book. And it gives us so much meat that we can lay hold upon. He says in the 13th chapter of Hebrews, verse 20, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant." Think about that. The God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This covenant between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit was everlasting, past, present, and future. Everlasting. Says in the first chapter of Hebrews, "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom he also made the worlds. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high." I'm sure glad it says that he by himself purged our sins. We had nothing to do with it. He's the one that did it by himself. Not by the free will of man, but he did it by himself. Well, he also tells us that in the second chapter of Hebrews, verse 9, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Says in chapter 4 of Hebrews, verse 3, "For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, that they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." Verse 9, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his." In chapter 7, verse 25 of Hebrews, he says, "Wherefore he is also able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices for his own sins, and then for the people's, for this he did once when he offered up himself." Hebrews 9, verse 11, but Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, as I say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And he says in verse 24, for Christ has not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Verse 28, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And then in chapter 10, he says, verse 12, this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Verse 14, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Verse 17, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Well, this is never can be proclaimed too much. The great, wonderful accomplishment that Christ did for his people. You know, by himself, he purged our sins. And he says in chapter 10, verse 10, by these which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Well, I hope that God will bless you this morning and make these passages very real to each of our hearts. God bless.